car I am, or get ready to go.
Get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
And if he might come back and say, well, why don't you just give me another
chance?
Mm-hmm. And let's say, what about a man who's got a smile on his face and he's just got a pleasant word for everybody? You'd say, well, he sure seems to be in a good
mood and clever man, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or good humor or something like that. Yeah. What about if you want to get in touch with somebody you haven't seen in a long time, you don't want to telephone them? You might sit down and you
write a note. Okay.
And after you write him, you expect to get
a return, when he'd come, or
an answer.
An answer, yeah.
And when you, after you finish writing, you take the envelope and you
would address it.
And you might say, well, I'd like to write him, but I don't know his.
Don't know his address.
And if a little boy has learned something new, like how to whistle between his teeth, and you want to know where he learned that, you might ask him, well, who
learned you that?
Mm-hmm. And what are these things that children play with? You might say a child has a lot of
play toys.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Play pretties.
Play pretties.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, what about if you gave your wife a bracelet for a birthday or something like that, and she's just sitting there looking at it, you might say, well...
I say, what are you gazing at that for? I
say, why don't you go ahead and
put it on your arm? Mm-hmm. Carry it away.
What about if you were just sitting there, not saying a thing, and all of a sudden a friend of yours said, what'd you say? And you might say, who, me?
Yeah.
I said...
I'd say I was thinking about something, something online I've studied about.
Well, what about if somebody asked you how long you lived in Covington? You might say, well, I've
lived there all my life, most of my life.
Or talking about, let's say, riding a horse, you might say, well, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say if you had to lift a real heavy weight up somewhere, you might take yourself a block and a tackle, and do what?
I'll pull it up on getting more strength, see?
Mm-hmm. Would you say you had a horse something up or something like that?
Yeah. Okay.
We're just about through. All right. If you met somebody in the daytime, say about 10 o'clock, what would you say to them by way of greeting them? Just say you're a good
boy.
What would be the latest in the day you'd say that?
Well, I'd say 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And then be evening. Good evening. And
so evening is the part of day after the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
And the part, and of course, after evening then comes
the night.
Mm-hmm. And what about if you met somebody, if you were going away from somebody at night, if you were leaving them, you'd say?
I say, well, I've got to go. It's night, bedtime, I guess.
Or just good night.
Good
see
night.
You later.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if on a farm you start to work before daylight? You say that you started to work before
sunup, mm-hmm. or daylight.
And well, if let's say if you were a little late getting to work when you started out in the field, the sun had already.
Well, I'd say I'd get up late, or had something I had to do before I got to the field. Mm-hmm.
It was late because the sun had already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what about if you worked until the sun went out of sight? You say you worked until.
Well, there's the sundown.
Okay. Let's see. Today is Friday, so Thursday was. If today is Friday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Uh huh. Yes. So Saturday will be.
Tomorrow.
What if somebody came to see you on Sunday, last Sunday? You'd say he came when?
Oh, I'd say he was here last Sunday, or as a week ago, or something like that.
Or what if somebody's coming to see you on Sunday, the one after this Sunday?
He's coming Sunday.
Okay. Well, what about if somebody stayed with you from the first of the month to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about
15 days, maybe about half a month. Or.
Do people around here ever use the word fortnight?
The what?
Fortnight. It's some people use that to mean about 2 weeks. Don't use it around here?
No, I don't think so.